It's Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also what we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips, and we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus in the eastern sky before dawn and Mars in the evening sky after sunset. It'll be in the west. Both planets are bright and should be very easy to spot. The moon this week is passing through its full phase, meaning that stargazing for those faint objects in the heavens is going to be very challenging indeed.
You often have a lot of mission-related stories, and I understand you have a kind of a wild one here, an asteroid rendezvous. Do I have it right?
You do indeed. Now, all the talk recently has been about Mars with the successful touchdown of the InSight lander. And with all this fuss, it's easy to forget that we have a whole host of robotic explorers out there in the solar system. One of these intrepid explorers is OSIRIS-REx. It's a probe that was launched in 2016, and its mission is to return samples from a near-Earth asteroid called Bennu. And this week, OSIRIS-REx arrived.
What is a near-Earth asteroid?
Well, these are a family of objects that cross the orbit of our own Earth as we all go around the Sun. They're not necessarily dangerous, but they are well worth keeping an eye on for future reference. The ones that are dangerous, though, are the ones we haven't found yet, because there are many thousands of near-Earth asteroids out there.
And this thing landed on it and took a little piece and brought it back to us?
Well, it's in the process of doing that, and it's going to bring back just a few grams of asteroid material, but what we can learn from that is huge.
And what you're really saying is you don't need a whole lot of it to make the determination of what of the kinds of things you're looking for.
Exactly.
And when it comes to these near-Earth asteroids, one might obviously wonder, does somebody keep track of these in terms of protecting the Earth from them?
Well, right now, there are several observatories in Hawaii that routinely look for near-Earth asteroids. They are the NASA IRTF telescope atop Mauna Kea and the Pan-STARRS telescope atop Haleakala. In a few years, the Large Synoptic Survey Telescope in Chile will also start to identify these objects. So we are getting there.
And those samples you're talking about, when's the touchdown, Chief?
Well, OSIRIS-REx is scheduled to deliver its precious cargo to Earth in around 2023.
Well, that's a long haul. Well, we'll be waiting for that one. Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week on Stargazer. We keep Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.